This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers had been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of the exchanged soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. It said that 43 of the freed servicemen belong to the Azov Regiment, a four-paramilitary unit that is now integrated into the Ukrainian Army. Russia contends the unit is a neo-Nazi organization and has previously said its soldiers should stand trial. The day after the Russian military shelled the Ukrainian region of Mykolaiv, Ukrainian emergency services released a video showing them rescuing civilians trapped in the rubble of a damaged building. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
A drill sears through a metal gate as emergency workers attempt to open up the entrance of the building badly shelled by Russian forces. After a short while, a man trapped in the top floor can be seen walking down a ladder with the guidance of a firefighter. The Russian strike targeted the city of Ochekiv in the Mykolaiv region. At least two people were killed, including a six-year-old child. Several others were reported wounded, including a three-month-old baby who is in a coma. I'm Karen Chamas.
A French court on Wednesday handed down a guilty verdict for all 20 of the men tried for the 2015 killing of 130 people in a coordinated gun and bomb rampage by Islamist gunmen in Paris. The main suspect was found guilty on terrorism and murder charges. This is